The normalization of shopping behavior as COVID-19 restrictions eased has worked in SPAR's favor. During the interim period, the retailer reported a 5.2% rise in turnover to 64.7 billion rand, while headline earnings per share increased 3.5%. Despite this, SPAR has decided to cut its dividend, opting to keep more cash on hand as it plans to expand its Polish business. Joining me now is the company CEO, Brett Botten. Thank you so much for your time, Brett. Quite interesting how the easing of COVID-19 restrictions affected your business in different ways, but largely positive. So let's look at Southern Africa, which really has been one of the star performers, eking out gains from all fronts. But the economic environment is not making things easy. We saw sky-high inflation, that fuel price, your fuel costs rising about 40%. I mean, what's your navigation strategy in this environment, also considering that the consumer is also feeling the pinch?
Yeah, thanks, Zanati. It's good to join you today. We're very, very excited and very happy with our recovery in South Africa. You'll remember that last year our core business was negative 0.4% growth for the year. Our core, when we say core, we take out liquor and build it and cigarettes, and we're tracking this for the reported period at 4.6% growth. So very strong performance considering where we were, 8.5% growth across liquor and groceries. Our liquor business grown at 41%, so certainly, but again, the base a little bit lumpy because of the restrictions on trading. And so when trading was lifted, the restrictions were lifted on 1st of October last year, we saw an immediate, obviously, uptick in our liquor sales, but also in the adjacent SPAR store sales. So we're very happy with the performance in South Africa. We talk about inflation. It's obviously an issue for us. For the period under review, we were at 5% internal inflation measure, but it has ticked up since the end of March. And we're all concerned about the well-being of consumers out there, particularly those in the lower segments of the market, rising fuel prices, cost of transport, rising electricity pricing. So really challenging environment for consumers. And what we're trying to do, so all of our distribution centers, we've invested in stock. We're carrying additional stock over and above what we would normally carry. The idea being to try and shield them to a certain degree from some of the price increases. However, we have seen some of the commodities, for instance, cooking oil, maize, flour, significant increases coming through there, which is going to be tough for the consumers to swallow. So we, again, the price, the investment in stock is going to help us. The increased focus on promotional activity, which we did talk about that at the results presentation last year. We upweighted our promotional calendar for this year. We've done that in the first half of the year, and we'll continue to do that, particularly in the lower segment of the market where the consumers are really hard pressed. And then obviously our private label offering, our SPAR brand, which presents an opportunity for consumers to really find some value in our stores, cheaper than the brand leader with a good quality offering. And that's we've seen that in the first half of our year. We've seen the growth coming through ahead of the core business. So those strategies together, we think will allow us to, as far as possible, help to shield consumers from inevitable price increases in certain categories.
All right. Let's talk about some of the pressure points that you experienced, starting with Switzerland. Being a laggard there with a 1.6% slump in turnover, 13.7% plunge in operating profit. Brett, how much more pain are you anticipating for this business? Or do you think you've seen the worst of it?
Zanati, Switzerland needs to be seen in context, because prior to COVID, if you look at the last 2 years, for instance, we've still at very high single figure growth. So we actually, we expected the revenue to taper off to a certain degree as things normalize in Switzerland, for instance, as the borders reopen. So we've given up some business. We had the gain on the SSR Gear forecourt stores, which we are offloading now to retail as part of our strategy. So to look at, you need to see the context there. We think we're through the pain. It's going to be challenging for sure, not only Switzerland, the whole of Europe. We're seeing trade headwinds. We're seeing cost pressures. So, but we don't see our margins deteriorating there. We're pretty comfortable with where we are from a business perspective in Switzerland.
All right, let's go into Poland. Steadily improving with operating losses being reduced by 19.8%. The second part of the financial year is really going to be crucial for this business. What will the biggest test be?
So you're right. We're very happy that the losses have reduced some 20% over the same period prior year. But being brutally honest, their progress is a little too slow to our liking. And as a result, we've talked about the contracts with the retailers in the south that we have terminated with a view to re-signing contracts going forward from 1 July, which will put us in a position to reward those retailers for more support. So the more they support us, the higher their rebate will be. We will expect that in the next 3 weeks we'll have a firm idea as to how many of those retailers will be staying with us. And we will then, we've got a sophisticated forecasting model that we'll be populating with a view to how many retailers are with us and then grow the business from there. I must say that what we've accomplished in the last 3 years in Poland to re-establish the SPAR brand is actually remarkable, considering the pandemic, considering now the Ukraine crisis and the impact there. I was in Poland recently, and the people on the ground, there's a lot of anxiety, a lot of emotion, obviously. So it's disappointing, but I look at what progress we've made, the quality of our stores. We opened 10 new stores in the period, one beautiful Super SPAR store, and we're still optimistic about what lies ahead for us there. We're going to get through a little tough period now to finalize these contracts, but once we're through that, and we can then continue with our plan to rebuild SPA in Poland.
Mm. Another bright spark is the BWG Group in Ireland and West England, managing to increase the gross margin despite the cost headwinds, with operating expenses jumping 16.9%. How sweet can the honey get here, considering the labor shortages and also the rise in energy costs?
So, Zanotti, in Ireland and Southwest England, we have a very strong team in place, really a mature business with strong leadership, and they have been able to pull whatever levers they can, because obviously we've got these trade headwinds. They're seeing inflation in Ireland of circa 8%, which is something they haven't seen for 20 years. So that's quite a new challenge to deal with. It's not only in Ireland, it's across Europe too. Cost headwinds, we spoke about labor shortage. So there's margin pressure there, but we have every confidence in our team there. They've opened a number of new stores in the period, 26 new stores, some in Southwest England, some in Ireland. There's opportunities for us to open more stores and to take on additional business. So we don't see that business slowing down. We see the trajectory continuing, or the trend continuing, and have every confidence again in the team that's in place in Ireland and England.
Well, thank you very much, Brett, for your time and detailing for us the dynamic performance of the group. That was the CEO of SPAR, Brett Botten.